You asked for it, you got it.
It's an Acquired Taste bonus episode!
On a scale of 1 to 10, how stressed are you guys right now?
Why are you even talking to me? You guys have seen me running back and forth down the hallway getting things done.
You told us you were a horse and wanted us to shoot you to put you out of your misery.
Yeah, because I've gone lame.
You made a formal glue request.
Yep. Make me into Elmer's, because I am done.
Happy Thanksgiving week, everybody.
Yay! You know how bad it is right now?
How bad is it right
now? This that I'm drinking is not my coffee.
What is it?
I think it was brought by the people who were visiting earlier, and there were no lip prints on it.
So you just drank
it? So I took it, and I'm drinking it.
Is that Sabrina Carpenter's people's coffee?
Nate, hopefully. I don't know.
That's awesome. Well, you got to do what you got to do.
This is mine now.
Yeah.
So it's kind of funny how everybody's looking forward to this break. We have 2 days off at the end of the week, but getting ready for these 2 days off is probably infinitely more stressful than it would be just to come in on those days.
Agreed. I need a vacation from my vacation.
I know. I always feel that way. So,
but we'll do it because we are champs.
Yes, we are.
See, I know that Bethany's super excited because I know that, Bethany, this is your favorite holiday, I think.
I love this holiday.
This is your...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're on the opposite ends of the spectrum.
You're not a Thanksgiving fan, Sam?
I've not had all the best Thanksgivings, so I'm like lukewarm on this.
What's the deal?
This week is my 8-year vegetarian anniversary, so I could go screw myself because it's the worst time to make that decision.
Happy anniversary.
Exactly.
So what does your family do tofurkey, or what do you do?
No. I don't like being a bother at all, so they do them, and I will make extra whatever I can make for my stuff.
Okay, so what is your typical Thanksgiving meal, Samantha?
Fish. I will make myself
really?
A fish. I know. I'm with you.
That's horrifying.
With that face. What else does one do on Thanksgiving when they don't eat meat?
Extra stuffing.
I do stuffing. I have to, my aunt makes a vegetarian version of her stuffing, which frankly sucks because it's only really good because it's sausage based.
You know, I was thinking about this weekend, and I think somebody should invent a mold that's shaped like a turkey the way you see it on a table, and then vegetarians can fill that mold with cranberries and root vegetables and all, and you can bake it, and then you take it out of the mold, and it's a vegetable turkey.
That
sounds adorable.
A thing.
Kathleen, can you do this for me within a couple hours?
I know. I really need to get on this and find a manufacturer overseas to figure this out.
Yeah, difficult to bake. Because, you know, it's going to be sizable, so you have to figure out how to bake it so that the inside is done, but the outside isn't burned.
And you have to figure out how to not piss off the person who's making the actual turkey and needs the oven for that
reason.
Oh,
that's also a good point.
Oh, you know what? My friend Joy, who made this really great mop, and this movie was made about her, and Jennifer Lawrence starred in it, she had a factory in California that made the molds of her mops, so maybe I can just go there.
That's what you should do. Good thing you have that friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My imaginary friend movie.
Yeah.
Crazy. I heard you were too busy to star in it that week.
Yeah.
All right. Next one, the sequel.
What about you, Kathleen? What are your feelings on the Thanksgiving holiday?
I love Thanksgiving.
Why?
Just because I like being home and I like cooking. And there's just something about the smell of stuffing and a turkey in the oven while the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is on TV. Or my dad is outside stirring the cranberry sauce because there isn't ever enough room in the fridge, so he stores it in the yard.
Yeah, you have to. 'Tis the season to put things out in the freezer. Backyard.
Yeah, it's nature's freezer, right?
When it comes to your house.
Yeah, but there are years where we've been to 4 or 5 houses in one day because we have to go see everybody, and that just gets to be a little bit stressful. This year, I almost said, hey, you know what? Let's make reservations at a restaurant that's serving Thanksgiving dinner, and it'll just be the two of us, and we came so close when we broke down, and now we're going to go to 3 houses.
Okay. Oh my gosh. See, that's the kind of lovely thing about being single. Is that I've never had to leave my family for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And I mean, maybe I did once, but it was like, for me, Thanksgiving is my mom's house. It's warm inside. Mm-hmm. It smells amazing. My mom has this down. Like my mom is a party thrower. And so she's really good at figuring out how to. Mm-hmm. And so she's chill. She's not stressed out at all. It's fun.
She's thriving.
This is her thing. She's such an extrovert that she is gaining all of her energy from these events. And she's so good at them. So Thanksgiving to me is just like this happy, wonderful time.
Yeah.
I love it.
See, I don't think I ever would. Kathleen, have you left your parents' house before you were engaged for a holiday? For boyfriendness.
Yes, when we moved in together.
That's a big one. See, it's tough. I don't think I could. I've never done it. Not that I've been in two-year relationships, but I never did it. The rule is you are welcome to come to my house. My mother invited you for Christmas and Thanksgiving. But if you even ask me to leave for dessert or a cup of coffee at your parents' house, we're breaking up.
Yeah, sorry, not going to happen.
No!
It seems like a monumental change right now. But once you actually do it and you start to create new traditions with that person, then it just becomes the new normal.
No, see, I think the ideal boyfriend is an orphan. If you're an orphan, give me a call.
That's fantastic.
Because I know it's really sad, and I'm sorry for your life situation. Like, legitimately, really, that's really sad. But also, I don't have to compete with your parents and the holidays. You just come into my family.
This is a real thing.
We absorb you.
Yeah. There's no way.
No.
Are we already off topic?
Yes, we are.
Kind of.
What were we going to talk about today?
Wait, do you guys have a favorite Thanksgiving tradition that you're particularly looking forward to?
Eyes on Sam.
Sam.
We have like forced ones at this point because mom loves the idea of tradition so much. Like, Farrah will still be up doing her hair. Dominique will be asleep. Like, I'll be trying to make a dessert. My mom's like, you will all get to this table and have hot apple cider and love each other now. And like, we all sit there kind of pissed for the first 3 minutes that we were interrupted. But we always find ourselves at that table. And by the end of the cider, it's like, mine. It's cold. She has my favorite mug. Like, it's kind of, I always laugh because it's a forest tradition, and that in itself is the tradition.
Yeah. That's so funny.
I love that.
We will love it. What about you guys? Do you guys do anything every year?
I think my favorite part of Thanksgiving is like around 11 o'clock or noon, because that's when the cocktails start flowing.
Yes.
And my mom is sort of like puttering around the kitchen, just like basting something. And then we turn on like Murdoch Mysteries on, you know, Amazon Prime.
There's always, and on regular cable too, there's always great TV on things like The Twilight Zone.
Yes. And I'm also like, we're at this weird point in our lives where sometimes people on the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade floats are people that we know.
Yeah.
So like my buddy Tim has been on it a couple times, and then Pentatonix have been on it. And so if I'm watching it and I'll see someone I'll know, I'll text them. I'll take like a picture and then send it to him. Like,
it's fun when you can make a personal comment on them. Like, oh my God, I know how excited she was to wear those shoes.
Yeah, exactly. So that's sort of like flitting between Murdoch Mysteries, cocktails, and the parade.
Do you guys watch the Yule Log or the
or the
dog, what's it called? The dog competition after the Thanksgiving Day parade.
Oh, it's so much fun.
I get kind of excited for those because when else are you going to watch that ever?
Sometimes I'll put the Yule Log on in every room in the house and I'll just walk through like I have a fireplace in every room. Like,
so
I'm
so wealthy.
Fancy AF.
We're so...
I think the thing I look most forward to is my mom and I kind of looking at the clock and wondering how early is too early to pop the first bottle of champagne.
That's too cute.
Because then you realize
champagne family.
It's 9 a.m. and never too early.
Yeah. What time do you usually last until?
Not that late. Like 4:30. also, I like watching March of the Wooden Soldiers with my father. That's a favorite of mine. And I always like listening to Christmas music.
It's same.
Like the kickoff to the unofficial holiday Christmas season.
Which you do all year, but this makes you feel like, now everyone's joining me.
This is it. This is it.
It's Kathleen's vice.
So we reached out to a couple of our listeners to see if they wanted to share with us their favorite Thanksgiving holiday traditions and what they're thankful for this year.
Yes.
So you want to call Naomi?
Yeah, let's try this. Phones don't fail us now. All right, let's give this a shot.
Good morning, this is Naomi.
Hey, Naomi, it's Kathleen and Bethany and Sam from Acquired Taste Podcast.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, good, how you doing?
Hello.
Good, thanks.
So we're on the phone with Naomi, and she has a really hilarious tradition in her house on Thanksgiving.
Oh, let's hear this.
Hi, Naomi. What's going on? What's your tradition?
Hi, so we live in Cincinnati, and my family lives in Nashville, and the only time we see my aunt and uncle is for Thanksgiving, and so we show up. My aunt gets up early Thursday morning, so she wraps the turkey up in a dish towel and walks around patting the turkey dry, but it looks like a baby. So she walks around with her turkey baby and wakes all the kids up first thing in the morning, so everybody has their turn to pat the turkey baby.
And wait, this is the one you end up eating?
Yes.
Jeez. Yeah, I mean, you have to pat it dry to get the spices on there. So,
exactly.
But I think everybody can just imagine the noise it makes, like that like flat, wet noise.
Yeah.
It's like equal parts gross and hilarious.
Does she actually say, pat my turkey baby?
She does. She like walks around bouncing her turkey baby and she's like, this is my turkey baby, come pat the baby.
Does she cut a hole in the front to put like a pacifier and it's like swaddles?
Oh my God, that'd be hilarious.
Oh my goodness. Well, thank you for sharing. That's hilarious.
Thank you. You're welcome.
This year when you pat the turkey baby, will you think of us?
I will. I will tweet you guys a picture.
Thank you, Naomi. For salmonella.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Yes, exactly.
Happy Thanksgiving. Bye.
Thanks.
Did not see that one coming.
That's awesome.
Did not see that one coming.
Okay, so now we have Amanda.
I don't know how to turn the phone off.
The square. I'm sorry, the dot. I lied. Press the line again, and now the dot.
Yay!
We can phone. We can phone good.
Okay, this is Amanda. She's going to talk to us about conchitos and her Puerto Rican Thanksgiving. Okay.
Fantastic.
Hello?
Hey, Amanda. It's an Acquired Taste podcast.
Hi, it's so good to hear your voice.
Oh.
Hi, Amanda.
Hey, girl.
Hi, Bethany. Hi, Sam.
So I wanted to just you to talk to us a little bit about the traditions behind your Puerto Rican Thanksgiving.
Yes. So I grew up in a very big Puerto Rican household, and one of our traditions is coquito.
Oh.
And that's like a must. It's eggnog with alcohol, and it's amazing.
Oh, boy. This sounds dangerous.
So how many of your Thanksgiving holidays have broken out into just drunkenness, like just devolved?
You say drunkenness, I call it happiness.
Okay. Yes, I like that.
That's awesome. I think we may need to bring coquito into our Thanksgiving tradition
now.
Can
you also bring lactate pills? Because mama's stomach's not going to be able to handle all that nog.
It's one of those things that you wouldn't even care about the stomach ache. You just have it anyway.
Just keep the alcohol flowing to get rid of like the, you know, the awareness of the pain.
I believe you.
Yeah, yeah.
Correct.
Awesome. Thank you, Amanda. We love this.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Have a great Thanksgiving. Stuff your faces.
Yeah, yes, you too, girl.
Thanks. Bye.
Coquito.
I've never tried that before, but that sounds so sexually alluring to me.
You know what else works really well with eggnog is Fireball. Because,
Fireball and eggnog?
Yeah, because I had, you know, we're all friends with this guy named Jeremy, and Jeremy was over at my apartment the other night with some other friends, and he was like, eggnog! And so we went and found eggnog, and I had Fireball in my fridge because I'm a lady, and that we drank the entire carton. I mean, it wasn't like a little carton. It was a giant carton of eggnog with Fireball, and it is delicious.
Eggnog is one of those things where I'm always like, no, thank you. I don't like it. But then I have one little sip of somebody else's, and I end up drinking the whole thing.
Yes.
Plus, you can decorate it really nicely.
Oh, yeah.
It's always a good Instagram picture before I'm diarrheal.
But...
Sorry. But nothing, cutting that out.
Nothing is worse than an eggnog hangover the next day, though, because you're also just sick from all the dairy.
Yeah.
And you're hungover. So, you know, cut it with water.
To proceed with caution.
Yeah. Can you make almond milk eggnog?
I'm sure you can.
I'm sure lactate has eggnog. I'm sure they do.
Right? That's got to be a thing.
Yeah. Actually, you know what I think I just saw in the supermarket? Califia, my favorite almond milk brand, they have an eggnog flavored almond milk.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Nothing says the holidays quite like dairy-free milk.
Oh, goodness. I love
and
hippies.
I know.
God bless 2016. Okay, let's see if this worked. We should have Paul on the line.
Hello?
Paul?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey. Hi, Paul.
So, do you have anything you are either thankful for, or do you have any fun Thanksgiving traditions-ness that you would like to share with us?
So, first off, I'm going to say I'm thankful for my family and my friends, you know, and to be alive today, just to be able to wake up every morning, you know, to be able to experience all, like, the ups and downs that this world can bring, and it's cool. It's cool to be alive today, so that's what I'm thankful for. My family traditions, we play, you guys ever hear the picnic game? I'm going on a picnic?
No.
So basically, like, I'm going on a picnic, we go around the table, and we start one by one. The first person starts, and they say, like, instead of I'm going on a picnic, I'm going to bring apples, they're like, I'm thankful for bananas, you know, or like, I'm thankful for my grandma's cookies or whatever she makes, you know? So then we go around the table, and one by one, we add to the list of what we're thankful for this year. You know, so like the first person starts and they say, I'm thankful for the cookies. The next person says, Fred's thankful for his cookies. I'm thankful for my mom's Mondo bread. You know, so then we go all the way around the circle of the table. But the kicker is that my, God bless her, my 90-year-old grandmother's always the last person.
That's almost not fair.
That's a wild card for the last person.
Poor girl.
She always gets it. She always gets everyone's answer.
God like, bless her.
I wouldn't have been able to do it.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Does she secretly have, like, grandma's been outsmarting you all these years? Like, she's someone feeding her the information in an earpiece the whole time?
I was going to say either that or she's got, like, a notebook that she's holding under the table.
Yeah, this year I would, like, force, like, no tablecloth allowed. Someone has to sit under the table and watch grandma.
Yeah.
And taser I think that's gets the wrong answer.
That'll be my job next year. It's like, where's Paul? And I'm under these, like, headphones and a microphone, just, like, listening off super spy mode.
I'm watching you, grandma. No bull this year.
Exactly. 91's going to be a good year, huh?
I love that tradition. That's a really fun game. I think maybe I'm going to implement that this year.
It sounds stressful.
And I don't mean the picnic game. I mean tasing grandma.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that sounds fun. I'm down for that,
I mean,
too.
That sounds great. You let me know how you go about tasing grandma, and maybe I can bring that to my Thanksgiving, too.
Fantastic. Thank you, right. Paul. Paul, thanks for sharing with us. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
No, thank you, guys. Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Happy Thanksgiving. Okay, bye.
Yeah, see y'all later.
All right, who else we got on the roster?
Kristen.
Kristen, we're going to talk to Kristen.
Oh my God, is this my cousin?
No, probably. Sam, not everyone named Kristen is your cousin.
Hello.
Okay, so on the phone we have our listener, Kristen. Hi, Kristen.
Hi.
So really quickly, rapid fire, what are you thankful for this year?
This year I'm thankful for my daughter. She was born about 2 months ago.
Aww. What's your daughter's name?
Madeline.
Do you still like her or do you wish you could put her back in?
No, I like her on the outside. Okay.
Is she named after the cookies? No, Sam.
She's named after my husband's grandma.
That's aww, a better one.
Do you she's like 93 this year.
Aww. Do you like being a new mom?
Yeah, I like it. I wish I could stay home all the time, but I have to go back to work soon.
Well, have a very happy Thanksgiving to you and your family and your little daughter, Madeline.
And thank you for listening.
Thanks.
Thanksgiving rapid fire. Who else we got?
We have Jamie.
Jamie.
Hello.
Hi, Jamie. It's an Acquired Taste podcast. Bethany, Sam, and Kathleen.
Hey!
How are you guys?
Hi.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited.
We're excited to have you.
Yay.
So what are you thankful for this year?
There's the givens, the family, the friends, the blessings. The biggest thing for me, though, is my husband. Constant source of strength. He is... I call him my port in the storm.
Oh, that's so romantic.
So,
oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. Goosebumps.
How long have you two been married?
Almost 12, together for 14.
Wow.
So what are you guys going to do special this Thanksgiving?
We are actually hosting my in-laws and my husband's amazing 95-year-old grandmother.
Ah, whoa!
We've had several old grandparents today.
Yeah.
Damn.
So I'm a little nervous because she's an amazing cook, so I hope I can measure up.
Okay. Aww. Well, we'll send good cooking vibes your way.
Yes.
Much appreciated.
Or we'll send takeout your way.
Hey, even better.
Yeah.
Many blessings to you and your family on this holiday. Thanks for calling.
Happy
you
Thanksgiving!
Guys too. Thank you so much.
All the caffeine is cheers hitting the three of us.
I know.
As we go on. Who else can we call?
Next, let's call Jess.
Jessica. Bonsoir.
Hello.
Hi, Jess.
Hi.
So what are you thankful for this year?
This year, I am thankful that I've been able to create a really amazing life for myself with the help of all my friends, family, and my fiancé.
What does that look like for you?
Basically, we just are able to have our own apartment and go to work every day and, you know, have fun with our dogs. That's all.
Being an adult feels kind of cool sometimes, right?
Well, I mean, terrifying, but in a cool way.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I know. I also overheard you say you're grateful for the Gilmore Girls. Is that true?
I am grateful for the Gilmore Girls because it's good to know that even girls who talk really fast and say really weird words will have a place in someone's heart.
Yes,
otherwise,
dude,
we would not have this podcast.
I know. I'm banking on that. All right, Jess, thank you so much. Have a fabulous holiday and congratulations on all of the good things happening for you.
Thanks. Love you guys.
Love you too. Bye.
Bye.
All right, let's try.
Yeah, you want to try your friend?
Yeah, let's try Laura on the lineup.
Now that I know how to use the phone, this is very exciting for me.
It's a big day.
Okay.
She's an ear doctor.
I got my ears flushed out the other day.
Hello.
Hi. We got Laura on the phone.
Hi, Laura.
She's a doctor. She's doing busy things, and she's taking time out of her important day to talk about obviously more important things.
Yeah, like our podcast topic.
Shock
you. It's a very important thing, and it's a PSA, I think.
So you had a Thanksgiving tradition that ended horribly. What happened?
It ended horribly. So I'm one of 7 grandkids, all within 8 years. So we're all really, really close. So it used to be that every year we would play a big game of hide and seek on Thanksgiving. When I was like 10 or 11, I went and hid one day on Thanksgiving, and I was trying to find a really good place. I was really, really competitive, and I found underneath the bathroom sink in their guest bedroom or in their guest bathroom on the 3rd floor. No one was going to find me there. It was the best spot. And no one did find me there, but it was Thanksgiving, a lot of food. Someone got very sick.
Oh, God.
No.
So all of a sudden I hear the door open up and I'm like, oh no, they found me. Rats. But then the door shuts and I'm like, oh, all right, they didn't find me. And then it locks. And I'm like, oh no. And this poor man was so violently ill.
Oh, shit.
I've never heard anything like it. I've never experienced anything like it. I mean, like,
I can't.
Grunting, moaning, the works.
Stomping feet.
Oh, yeah, no, like banging his fist onto the cabinet that I was in.
Was this the day you decided to be a doctor? Was this the day you vowed?
The whole time. Exactly. I was like, I could get into this. But the whole time, I was just praying to God he didn't run out of toilet paper. Because
he'd open up the cabinet.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
It was a nightmare. And then after what felt like years, he flushed and flushed again and again and then washed his hands.
With you inches under him.
Yeah, literally like water dripping on my head.
Oh my god.
Were you laughing or crying?
I was tears streaming down my face, biting my fist. Trying not to make any noise.
How old were you when this happened?
I think it was like 10 or 11.
Oh my gosh.
Old enough to know.
Yeah. Now, have you told this story to your family now, or is this still a secret?
So I didn't, but one of my mouthy cousins did. Yeah, it got around very fast. It got around very, very fast.
Yeah, did the cousin ever find out?
No.
Oh, no.
Nope, to this day, that's a very well-kept secret.
Okay, good. I feel bad for him. I wouldn't...
I know. Every time I see him, that's all I see. It's all I hear. It's all I smell.
It's the banging on the cabinet. That's my favorite part.
Yeah.
I am so overheated from listening to this story right now.
And with that, hide and seek never happened again.
Yeah. That's awesome. Thank you, Laura.
My pleasure.
Go do doctor things now with that. Thank you.
Go back to work.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving to you.
Yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Same to you.
Bye,
Dad. That's my favorite.
Oh, my God. That's so good.
That's my favorite.
Do you know, one year during Passover, my husband's grandfather farted on my head by accident. And now we always go to each other. Hey, you remember that time Pop farted on Kathleen's head?
Wait a minute. By accident?
He was just like walking by and crop dusted my head.
So, oh my gosh. That's horrifying.
Well. I feel like how long have we been running?
I don't know.
So what are you guys thankful for this year?
I'm thankful for vegan marshmallows because I didn't know they were a thing as of late, and I've been missing my sweet potato pie so much.
Yeah.
But for 2 easy payments of $10.99, I can have a bag of vegan marshmallows.
It's the most expensive marshmallows ever.
I know, this better be worth it.
It's like $23.
I know, it's like $10 for the marshmallows and $10 for nostalgia. So between it, I can get behind it. These better be good. They better bake well.
Oy. All right, Kathleen, what are you thankful for this year?
I'm thankful for my nieces and my nephew, Ryan, Magnolia, and Audrey. They just bring me so much joy, and I love hanging out with them, and every time I see them make me laugh so hard. So aww, that's what I'm really thankful for this
year.
That's
lovely. Nice.
What a great trio of names, right? Yeah. By the way.
Yeah.
Jeez, can they send me a card this year?
Yes, I'll have them do that.
Thank you. Sweet.
Bethany, what about you? What are you thankful for?
I mean, family, friends, blah, blah, blah. I'm also super thankful that I finally found a hair color that I'm very pleased with.
Yay! Yeah, it looks awesome.
Thanks, man. I mean, you know, family and friends make the world go round, but you have to look pretty.
Yeah, yeah, da.
Or else, what is it all for? It's for not.
And like a good podcast, we all get our hair colored at the same place.
We do. Shout out to Dina. We yes. love you.
Yeah, from Dina's Kiss and Makeup in Hoboken.
We love her.
All right. Thank you so much for listening. You can follow us on the social medias with @AcquiredPodcast on Twitter. On Instagram, we are @AcquiredTastePodcast. Same thing for Facebook.
Yeah, thanks so much, guys. Have a fantastic Thanksgiving. Eat a lot. No food poisoning.
No.
And pass that stuffing.
And yeah. Pass the stuffing.
We are thankful for you.